School shootings in the United States used to happen around once a year, though between the years 2013 and 2015, a shooting took place on average once a week. Researchers from Boston University and Columbia analyzed news reports on school shootings. They found that states with background checks and increased funding for mental health services have lower rates of gun violence. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
Not only has the overall incidence of school shootings increased, but the analysis finds the majority of shootings are intentional and carried out by males. However, New Jersey and other states with laws requiring background checks for firearm and ammunition purchases, higher per capita spending on mental health and education, and densely populated cities had a lower rate of gunfire at schools.
Here we find that background check laws might be effective, might help in preventing some of these school shootings.
That's Dr. Bindu Kalizan, an epidemiologist at BU who led the study. By combing through the LexisNexis database that tracks news stories, she and her team compiled records of school shootings reported by media outlets between 2013 and 2015. A dearth of national statistics on the incidence of gun violence in schools frustrated the researchers. And as a scientist, Dr. Kalizan says she was unsatisfied with having to rely on news reports to track school shootings because the data is incomplete.
What we learned from that experience of going through all the 900-something reports is that we definitely need a national surveillance registry on all these, and we need more granular data so that we are able to understand these events in a more detailed fashion.
Between 2013 and 2015, Delaware had 2 school shootings and Pennsylvania had 5. New Jersey had none. Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.